Paddy, you're a little bit disappointed, but still in all, can't be too disappointed.
Disappointed with the second half. So, as you know, first half was very good. You know, it was we put on a real strong performance and dictated a lot of play and got the ball down and played really well. And then the one thing about the first half performance, we created 3 or 4 great goal scoring opportunities, and that's good. But the second half, fault with the goals that we conceded, we got soft, so we're disappointed with it.
And of course, getting the goal just after the second half started, obviously, as you said earlier, put you in the back foot straight away.
That's it, when you're going on disappointed with 1-8 against the league champions, because you feel as if you should be in front, they go behind so soon in the second half, ends up at a sucker punch, but it's something we've got to learn. We've got to learn to come out of the blocks a wee bit quicker in the second half, because that's 2 weeks now in a row it's happened. We conceded a goal in the first 1 or 2 in the second half, so it's going to be something we've got to learn quickly, because with this level you're not getting away with it.
Well, you say at this level, obviously away to Ards next week, these are the sides probably that you're going to be having to be around near the end of the season. The Crews and that are probably going to be in the top 6 yourselves, and maybe a few others obviously probably in the bottom half of that. So those are the games now that you're looking to pick up 1 or 3 points, maybe starting at Ards next week.
That's it, you've got to be realistic and on what you're targeting. It'd be great to tell people we're going to beat Ard, or we're going to beat Cliftonville, and we're going to beat Crusaders, they're strong, really, really strong sides in the division and title contenders that we've played the last 4 weeks, so a realistic target for us as teams is who we're going to be down in, amongst us in maybe the bottom half, Ards, Newry's and Warren Points, the world is teams we've got to be targeting to get points off, because it's really difficult to go and pick up points against the sides you're going to be 10-1 a league.
Stephen, obviously delighted with that result today.
Oof. When you win 4-1 away from home, you always have to be pleased if you score 4 goals and created probably 3 or 4 more big chances to score today. So that's, creating the chances is a big thing. If you come away and you haven't had chances on goal, then you can be disappointed. But we've created an awful lot here today, and I'm pleased with that.
And of course, the first half was even enough going on at half-time. Could have went either way in the second half, but you were much the better side in the second half.
Well, we turned them on the wind. It was a very strong wind in the first half. We got off to a good start and got the goal, and we got in for a couple of other chances, but I thought they were lively also. And I think Sean O'Neill made a very smart save, 1-1 with McCrudden. So it was probably 50-50 first half, but the second half we got a better business and got well away from them.
Proper way to bounce back after that defeat against Dungannon and Swifts during the week.
Well, you're always looking for a response, and there's no better way to win in football matches, and lifts the confidence for everybody. So we're pleased with the effort, and we'll just get our head down and keep working. We always go about our business the way we do it.